Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Where am I here? Live from the basement of the Sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. It is a show favorites episode. It's a show favorites episode tonight. I'm sorry, I'm playing with the volume here again. I'm just going to play some songs. Got a really nice mix tonight. I think songs that, like, I wasn't blown away with when I first heard, like, a lot of, like, kind of, yeah, like, just kind of those middle songs that just did not necessarily get recognition they should have. Not that, they're good songs. They're great songs tonight. I'm going to be playing, like, bigger hits, like, later in these show favorites. I got the 5th year anniversary coming up. That'll be probably middle of August, I think, like, 18th or something. I think I got earmarked for that. So that is coming up. Traffic and weather. Weather first. Beautiful. Well, sort of. I mean, I don't know what to say about the weather this year. Right now in Burnaby, it is, oh my goodness, we're at 299 on the Kelvin scale in Burnaby. Very, very warm. Vancouver, I think, got up to 296 today. Certainly, it's into the 300s in the valley. I think this is as warm as it gets. I think it's going to cool off the next bit. And it's going to be... Things have changed. At least the pattern's changed. Although, the pattern we were having was very, very beneficial for the tinder dry conditions throughout Western Canada. Anytime I look at the radar right now, even for the last month or two, they've been... there's been... several storms, like, happening all the time, it seems, across all of Alberta, like northern Alberta, even up in the Northwest Territories, where they had all the fires up there last year around Yellowknife. They're getting rain. Everybody's getting rain in Canada right now. Last year was our worst fire season ever, so hopefully, yeah, things are looking good right now in that regard. I think now the attention will shift to the U.S. They had their lowest acreage burned in, like, 30 years or something last year. Like, we got all the fires last year. That seems to be changing. With everything going back to La Nina, El Nino, there's been, like, this split jet. There's been, like, two weaker jet streams. There's been, like, a southern one that kind of comes in around the U.S.-Mexico border, and a northern one that's been really weak this last time around, I think. And I don't know about weather. I'm just talking here, but... Yeah, it usually comes in around the Alaska Panhandle, and it really hasn't had the strength to bring storms into Western Canada while this has been going on. That's probably why El Nino produces dry weather in Western Canada. We got our rain along the coast this winter, courtesy of all these sliders, these low-pressure systems that came down from Alaska. But more recently, like, the jets are starting to... They've actually combined now, and they're driving... low-pressure systems over the mountains and into the interior, and that's what's been happening the last couple months. So we've been getting more zonal weather and more rain in the interior of British Columbia, so that's a good thing. And then traffic. I haven't even looked. My goodness. I'm trying to do work again. I'm trying to get work done for work. I got weekend work this weekend, and I got to get things pulled together for that. That was the app. That's where I should be. It's got to change the... There we go. This is real live traffic. It is, what's the day today? Oh my goodness, I don't even know what day it is. Friday the 7th of June. Just so you know, in case you're out there wondering if I'm doing live traffic or not. It's busy. North Shore Bridge is not bad. North Shore Bridge is not bad at all. It's busy. Obviously, there's a lot of construction on Oak Street towards the bridge right now, Oak Street Bridge in South Vancouver. So both Granville and Oak are pretty bad going south leaving town. Backups at the Lions Gate aren't bad. North Shore Bridges, both are not that bad. A little bit slow through Kensington, both sides on Highway 1. Other than that, and coming back through the tunnel, coming northbound, not great. And Knight Street's busy. Highway 1's not bad. Yeah, no, not bad. Traffic's not the end of the world. It wasn't, like, it was weird getting here, but I think I was early. I wanted to get some work done. Oh, my goodness. Weekend for some. Over time for others. So avoid, I'm not involved with this, but avoid Hastings, where they've been paving up between Victoria and Clark. Avoid that on Sunday. They're going to be up there paving. I'm just playing show favorites tonight. Songs that, yeah, they're pretty good. You know, a lot of pretty good songs. I like these mixes better with the show favorites, and I think maybe it's like an inflection point now where I'm actually starting to enjoy doing these episodes because they are very necessary. And whatever, they're good. I think so. Pretty sure. Anyway, here goes.